Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Greetings, people loved by God. Welcome everybody to worship on this, the second Sunday of Easter. For those who are watching online or listening on the radio on KFUO, just a reminder that you can go to our website, which is chapelofthecross.org. And when you're there, click the resources tab and you will find the bulletin so you can follow along with the service. You may also give your offering to the Lord using the Give tab there on the website. Just a few announcements to share with you before we begin worship this morning. Call day at Concordia Seminary is right around the corner. It's this upcoming Wednesday, April 30th. We pray God's special blessings on those seminary students receiving their first call into ministry, such as our former vicar, Brett Arrowsmith, and his family, as well as those who will receive their vicarage assignment. We here at Chapel of the Cross have a special interest in the vicarage in the vicarage placement service, as we will be receiving one of those men as a vicar. The services will be live streamed at csl.edu if you wish to watch that. Vicarage placement service is at 3 in the afternoon, and the call service is at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, May 7th at 6:30 p.m., a new Discovery class will begin. Discovery class is a 10-week class that I will lead, which is especially for those wishing to become members of Chapel of the Cross, essentially an adult confirmation class. But it's also for those who would like to just review what we as a church believe, teach, and confess. So if it's been a little while since your last confirmation class, maybe for some of us many, many years, please join us. Again, that begins Wednesday, May 7th. 6:30 p.m. Mike Miller is selling beautiful flowers in support of the Ministry of Day 3 Seeds. The flowers available are 10-inch combination planters and 10-inch geraniums, and each planter is $26. All flowers must be pre-ordered, so that's a little different than previous years, but they must be pre-ordered this year, and that order form is at the Welcome Center, so sign up today for that. Flowers will be delivered on Mother's Day weekend, May 11th. More information about that is in your chapel weekly today. The Walking Together in the Word devotional for the month of May is printed, and that's available for you as well at the Welcome Center. You can pick up a copy of that and use that in your daily devotions during this upcoming month. Our elder for this weekend is Paul Braumeyer. Paul is standing in the back there. He's going to greet you at the door as you leave today. Get to know Paul as one of your elders here at Chapel of the Cross. God's great blessings to you as we worship together this morning. We stand and share the peace of our Lord with each other, after which we will sing our entrance hymn. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hallelujah. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. St. John writes, "Grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of kings on earth. To him who loves us and has freed us from our sins by his blood and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the peoples of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen." Let us confess our sins to God our Father, asking him for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us the forgiveness of all of our sins. O most merciful God, since you have given your only begotten Son to die for us, have mercy on us, and for his sake, grant us forgiveness of all our sins. And by your Holy Spirit, increase in us true knowledge of you and of your will, and true obedience to your word, to the end that by your grace we may come to everlasting life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God is the Alpha and the Omega, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. He has had mercy on us and has given his only Son to die for us, and for his sake forgives us all our sins. To those who believe on his name, he gives power to become the children of God and has promised to them his Holy Spirit. Those who believe and are baptized shall be saved. Amen. Thanks be to God. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Almighty God, grant that we who have celebrated the Lord's resurrection may by your grace confess in our life and conversation that Jesus is Lord and God, through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated.
The first reading of the second Sunday in Easter is from the fifth chapter of Acts. The apostles performed many miracles and wonders among the people, and all the believers used to meet together in Solomon's colonnade. No one else dared join them, even though they were highly regarded by the people. Nevertheless, more and more men and women believed in the Lord and were added to their number. As a result, people brought the sick into the streets and laid them on beds and mats so that Peter's shadow might fall on them as they passed by. Crowds gathered also from towns around Jerusalem, bringing their sick and their tormented by evil spirits, and all of them were healed. Then the high priest and all of his associates, who were members of the party of the Sadducees, were filled with jealousy. They arrested the apostles, put them in a public jail. But during the night, an angel of the Lord opened the doors of the jail and brought them out. "Go stand in the temple courts," he said, "and tell the people the full message of this new life." This is the word of the Lord.
Young men and maidens, old and young.
The second reading is from the first chapter of Revelations. John, to the seven churches of the province of Asia, grace and peace to you from him who is, and who was, and who is to come, from the seven spirits before the throne, from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth. To him who loves us, and has freed us from our sin by his blood, and has made us to be a kingdom of priests to serve his God and Father. To him be glory and power forever and ever. Amen. Look, he is coming with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the prophets of the earth will mourn because of him. So shall it be. Amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is, and who was, and who is to come, the Almighty. I, John, your brother and companion in the suffering and kingdom of patient endurance that is ours in Jesus, was on the island of Patmos because of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus. On the Lord's day, I was in the Spirit, and I heard from behind a loud voice like a trumpet which said, "Write on a scroll what you see, and send it to the seven churches, to Ephesus, Smyrna, Pergamon, Thyatira, Sardis, Philadelphia, and Laodicea." I turned around to see the voice that was speaking to me, and when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, and among the lampstands was someone like a son of man, dressed in a robe, reaching down to his feet, and with a golden sash around his chest. His head and hair were like white wool, white as snow, and his eyes were like blazing fire. His feet were like bronze glowing in a furnace, and his voice was like the sound of rushing waters. In his right hand he held seven stars, and out of his mouth came a sharp, double-edged sword. His face was like the sun shining in all of its brilliance. When I saw him, I fell at his feet as though dead. Then he placed his right hand on me and said, "Do not be afraid. I am the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades." This is the word of the Lord.
Gospel according to St. John, the 20th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the disciples were together with the doors locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands, and put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Though the doors were locked, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hands. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord and my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet believed." Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated.
Grace and peace be with you all through the risen Christ the Savior. Amen. On the evening of the day, the first day of the week, the doors being locked where the disciples were for fear of the Jews. Years ago, where I was born in Ethiopia, Addis Ababa, the capital city, the military depot stood as warning alarms. This vast warehouse were filled with a collection of explosive, hazardous chemicals and heavy military equipment inside the depot. One significant day, a fierce fire erupted within one of these facilities, sending thick plumes of choking smoke into the sky. The flames jumped with a scary glow, illuminating the night. The neighbors in the surrounding area quickly ran into action. With frightened hearts and urgent voices, they circled out alarms, desperately warning the residents to stay indoors and away from the impending danger. The air was thick with tension as the community united against time to protect each other from the terrible danger. Imagine each home surrounded with fear. Like the disciples once the best follower of Jesus, now they hide themselves behind locked doors, their hearts racing with uncertainty and their ears anxiously listening to the voices that coming from outside of that room where they were. This event happened before they saw the resurrected Christ. So the disciples were completely confused, scared, and unsure what's next. Their situation had been shaken, leaving them confused and anxious. But Jesus' appearance brings them peace and reassurance, calming their troubled hearts and guiding them toward a new understanding of their path forward with hope. We have heard this testimony. Jesus raised from the dead. I am the living one. I was dead, and behold, I am alive forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and Hades. Revelation chapter 1. The main reason the disciples believed in the resurrection of Jesus is that they saw him alive after he was dead. Jesus presented himself alive on a number of different occasions to his followers. The crucifixion had left them broken, and rumors of resurrection added more confusion than hope. Into this difficult moment, Jesus steps. He transcends physical barriers, declaring those comforting words, "Peace be with you." The Bible says that Jesus made a number of appearances after his death. They were to several different peoples over a 40-day period. The scripture specifically says that on Easter Sunday, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene, the woman that came to Jesus' tomb. The second person was Peter and two disciples on the Emmaus Road. There were also an appearance to seven disciples on the Sea of Galilee. On the other occasion, he appeared to be over 500 people at the same time. It's awesome. It's true. There is also an appearance to James. Finally, Jesus appeared to Saul of Tarsus, the man who became the apostle Paul. This appearance confused his disciples beyond any doubt that he had risen from the dead. Jesus appeared to the disciples in the upper room after his resurrection, but just so happened that Thomas was gone that day. He was missing when Jesus appeared to the disciples. And when the others told him that they had seen the Lord, Thomas would not believe them. Forever then, he would be known as Doubting Thomas. But Thomas just wanted the same experience the others had. The lesson here might be about faith without a physical evidence, which is relevant to believers today who have not seen Jesus in the flesh. This we see the apostles testifying time and time again to the fact they were eyewitnesses of his resurrection. This firsthand evidence of the disciples is a powerful argument for the resurrection of Christ. The disciples knew that he had risen because they saw him with their own eyes. Today, the same as yesterday, we joyfully explore how the risen Christ transforms our fear into faith and doubt into devotion and sends us out as an agent of his peace to others who do not know the Savior. The disciples locked the front and the back doors just like a prison. Their hearts full of fear and of failure and of loss. However, the risen Jesus without barriers stands among them. His first word, "Peace be with you," or shalom, show his grace rooted in his victory over death. The risen Jesus shows his wounds, the cost of penalties. He stretched out his nails, scared hands toward them, and shows his side and proving his sacrifice and triumph. When disciples saw this, their fear and sadness turned to joy, and they were happy because they saw him again as the Lord of Lords. It was really Jesus, and he really was alive. He then breathed the Holy Spirit on them, empowering them to forgive and reconcile, the gift of being part of his mission. Just as God breathed life into Adam, so Christ breathes this new creation breath to commission us to embody his grace in a broken world to bring the good news. We, as a church, have received this authority to make reconciliation among nations. We are called to be ambassadors to a fallen world. When Jesus said to them, "Peace be with you, as the Father has sent me, even so I am sending you." And he breathed on them to receive the Holy Spirit and give them authority to forgive the sins of any they are forgiven. And he said, "If you withhold forgiveness from any, it is withheld." I want to assure you today that to unlock your door, the reason Jesus meets you there where you are now, offering peace to your heart. that transcends circumstances. His Spirit equips you to extend forgiveness, breaking cycles of fear, sickness, worries, anxieties, and division. The reason Jesus is present in this communion, we are taking his body, blood by faith, and it makes us strong in faith and give us unity through the one God. Brothers and sisters, don't be like Thomas, identifying yourself with doubting. He refused the faith that preached to him the good news. When the other disciples told him the word, "We have seen the Lord." Please, look to your right and left to the people who are seated beside you and say, "Do not be like Thomas." Eight days later, for the second time, disciples were inside the upper room, and this time, Thomas was there. Jesus came and stood among them while the doors were locked and said for the second time, "Peace be with you." Jesus seeks out Thomas, and his words are gracious. He invites Thomas to touch his wounds, transforming skepticism into the profound confession. "My Lord, my God." However, Jesus' words in verse 29 speaks directly to us. "Blessed are those who believe without seeing." Like Thomas, our doubts can become closed doors to trust. Faith is not the absence of doubt, but trust is nurtured through faith and seeking. Jesus replied to Thomas, "Have you believed because you have seen me?" No. No. Christ is not threatened by doubt. He meets us in baptism, Holy Communion, worship, and offering, and inviting us to touch his faithfulness through Scripture, community fellowship, and Spirit's witness to others. The purpose of our reading from the Gospel John concludes by stating his gospel purpose, that you might believe and have life. I would say this belief is not a mere intellectual approval, but active trust that fulfills the mission of his body, the Church Commission. I would like to repeat this phrase. I would say that belief is not a mere intellectual approval, but active trust that fuels the mission of his body, the Church Commission. That's it. Living the resurrection, you are like the disciples and Thomas, who were moved from fear to fearless, proclaiming to live by faith through his resurrection. Likewise, we are called to live as Easter people, to shine his light in the dark world. You are agents of hope, reconciliation, and renewal to proclaim the risen Christ Jesus. You and I testify to Christ's resurrection this week proclaiming the truth of Easter, the victory of Christ Jesus over death, fear, and anxiety, whether through acts of mercy, words of truth, or steadfast love, you carry his spirit into the world. The reason Christ stand in our midst. To the fearful, he says, peace. To the doubting, he says, reach here. To all, he says, go in my name. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, breathe of Holy Spirit, breathe your peace into our heart, our fears. Meet us in our doubt and send us out as witness of your resurrection and eternal life. Amen. Go forth in the power of the Spirit, proclaiming Christ's peace, forgiveness, and life. Amen.
Our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed, page 11 in your bulletin. We confess, I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray for the whole people of God in Christ Jesus and for all people according to their needs. We give thanks to you, O Christ, for having suffered, died, and risen from the grave to establish an eternal peace that surpasses our human understanding. Author our speech and direct our actions that we may echo this peace throughout our lives to a world in need. Destroy our doubt, diminish our fears, and increase the measure of our faith, that we may winsomely proclaim you, the risen Christ. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord Christ, we praise you for having made atonement for us, refreshing and restoring our relationship with God the Father. May the unconditional forgiveness that we have received from you be reflected in our attitude and demeanor toward others. May we be willing to forgive as we have been forgiven. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, continually sustain our Easter faith in the waters of baptism and the bread and the wine of Holy Communion. Increase our joy as we are sent forth by your blessing to be your people in the midst of a broken humanity, boldly reflecting your compassion and your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Lord God, it is your will that all people might come to you through your Son, Jesus Christ. Inspire our witness to him and open hearts that are hardened by sin and the devil, that all may know the power of his forgiveness and the hope of his resurrection. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Risen Lord, we give you thanks for sending workers out to your harvest field. As Vicarage Placement and Call Day approaches this week, we ask your blessing upon all seminarians and their families. Lead them as they become under-shepherds of the Good Shepherd and serve you with their lives. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Incarnate Christ, We ask that you comfort and sustain those whose minds are entrapped in deception, whose bodies are crippled with disease, and whose spirits are distressed. Reassure us that your Easter victory is sufficient in the face of all adversity. Give to all those suffering your Easter peace, your comfort, and if it be your will, your healing. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Heavenly Father, we rejoice with those who celebrate special gifts of your grace this day. Especially do we thank and praise you, Lord, along with Jack and Sue Plack, as they celebrate 58 years of marriage. Continue to lead, to guide, and to bless them as they give thanks to you for your good gifts. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend ourselves and all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You may be seated as we gather our offering to the Lord. We stand to sing.
Thank you.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give him thanks and praise. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God. And most especially are we bound to praise you on this day for the glorious resurrection of your Son, Jesus Christ, the very Paschal Lamb, who was sacrificed for us and bore the sin of the whole world. By his dying, he has destroyed death, and by his rising again, he has restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with Mary Magdalene, Peter, and John, and with all the witnesses of the resurrection, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and singing. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, and he said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of your sins. This do as often as you drink of it, in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always.